At Soico.
We are talking about students voting. We're talking about young people voting. What's motivating them to vote or not?
At Soico. Can't complain if we don't do anything about it. So vote, please.
No pressure. We do expect you to help save our democracy.
Yeah, save the democracy.
Other
save
than
the world.
That, have a great
and
day.
And the climate and the
and just
world
a couple
and
other
everything else.
A little few things.
Don't move. Vote.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
It is election day. How's everyone's anxiety levels? Mine's a little high, but that's okay. That's, you know.
It's all good.
It's a lot of anticipation built up over, what has this been, like 2 years between when the, like, Tom Nelson first announced? And so it's been a while, and it's only been growing, and we're finally at the climax. So here we go. So I was figuring, the first time ever having a radio show on an election day, I was like, what should we do? And I feel like in the spirit of what this show is supposed to be, which is a combination of information but also humor, I was like, let's bring out all my new friends that I made at the Roast of Milwaukee, and let's laugh. Let's laugh at the bombardment of political ads and what it's like to live in Wisconsin, a 50-50 state with races that are just,
you look like you're ready to rip the arms off your chair.
I woke up this morning and I'm just like, I am. There's a lot going on. So we're going to laugh for this full first hour. And so everyone can, I have five hilarious people here. We're going to play some political ads. They're going to make fun of them. We're going to talk about how bad the text messages were, how many billions of texts were sent to Americans just last month. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have fun.
Yeah,
so
you are.
In this first hour, welcome to the political roast of political ads. So Greg Bach, friend of the show, usually here on Wednesdays. We'll be here back tomorrow.
Yes,
let's
I
go
will be.
Around and everyone's going to introduce themselves and also what they think should have been on their ballot. What would they have liked to vote on? So Greg Bach, take us off.
I'm Greg Bach. Let's see here. What do I wish I would... a stronger... I'm not going to lie. It's not even going to be funny. A stronger weed...
like a binding weed referendum?
Bind that weed right in my face.
There you go. All right. Mark Vegas.
I thought you were just saying stronger weed. I thought you were just like, I just want stronger weed in general.
A three-way voting for...
We got to put your mic on.
Uh-oh.
There we go.
Mark Vegas.
Oh, yeah. I think I would have rather had a three-way voting for which is the best, Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire, Tom Holland, and the third one.
Oh, come on.
No one likes Andrew Garfield.
Andrew, you shut your mouth.
All right, Ryan Mason, what should we have voted on?
I want to make the curd burger permanent at Culver's. Just put it on there, you know, get me one step closer to the grave.
All right, Reagan, what did you want to vote on?
Oh, reproductive rights, baby.
Well, we kind of are voting on that one. an actual referendum?
I haven't gone yet this morning. It's right. Across the street from my house. Yeah.
Is there a line?
That can send weed for sure. Yeah, stronger weed. Yeah.
Is there a line?
There was this morning when I woke up, but there's not right now. No, it looks pretty dead over there. I think I'm going to head over after our show.
Good.
I want you to use your intimidation factors too, Reagan, to do that. Be like, you vote! Vote!
Yeah, I'm gonna bench the poll workers. Let them know.
All right, and Louisa, we know that you can't vote because you're German. But if you were a citizen, you could vote. What would you be voting on today?
Going from the political ads, I want to vote on sleeves. I've seen too many men wearing vests in a weather that is not vest appropriate in all these ads. Men put on sleeves on their outerwear.
Oh, now you want to control our bodies, huh? Now you.
Wasn't that a Dimitri Martin joke as far as sweater vests and life vests have a lot in common? They both, one protects you from drowning and the other one protects you from pretty girls. All right, so how this is going to work is Jane Matinair is just going to play one of the ads. And whoever wants to go first, just give me a little head nod and we'll go around the horn of who wants to make fun of that ad. And then we squeezed all the comedic juice out of that lemon. We will move on to the next ad. So, Jane, What's up first?
One of my first jobs was at a cheese factory scraping mold off of 40-pound blocks of cheddar. That job built a lot of character. But I learned that dairy and agriculture are essential to Wisconsin's economy. So when the pandemic hit, I directed millions to help farmers and cheesemakers prevent layoffs and create new jobs. Folks, politics can be too divisive. Helping creameries like this is what really matters. Ready? Let's go.
All right, so since we couldn't show the visual in this one, it's literally Tony Evers in a cheese factory with a little, like, dinghy hat on, like, helping make the cheese curds.
Also, that voice coming out of that tiny little elfin body just always sounds weird. It's always weird when he talks, every time he speaks.
His voice is...
I'd be like, I worked at a cheese creamery for many years. I'm Tony Evers. That's not what I get.
Roy, what do you got?
I just think, like, this is the quintessential, like, Tony Evers. It's, like, real aw shucks and hokey. Like, isn't it funny that I worked at a cheese factory? Like, meanwhile, they're, like, removing democracy from the state. Like, I just want to be like, hey, get serious here. Like, it's test time. Like, maybe buckle down.
I think this is a great ad because to this point, I wasn't sure it's human equivalent to flour and is from Wisconsin. I need to cheese and ways from Wisconsin. I know. Need to see you, cheese boy.
Louisa, I think your internet connection was a little.
I heard her say cheese boy.
I heard cheese boy.
Yeah.
That's the acceptable. That's what you can say instead of the other boy on radio. Louisa, you were straight up cheese boy.
Louisa did email me this morning. She goes, what's the policy on swearing? I said, can't do it. Live radio.
Do it in German.
I just like his hat. I think that, yeah. I think, where did you have to wear that hat? Like, what hat protective, like, just wear, like, a hairnet. Like, what is it with that hat?
Because a hairnet probably, like, makes you look like a lady, and we can't vote for a lady.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Literally, the first thing he says is, like, molded cheese. Yeah. Like, oh, here's a disgusting image. Like, literally, the first thing you hear from him is, like, before he says vote for me, it's like, here's disgusting food you can't eat. Yeah. Like, what? Like, can you lead with something, you know, like, that is positive imagery even? Like, God love him.
Coming from the guy who just said, put the curd burger into permanent rotation.
That's delicious, you know, food for my body.
That's not mold.
Yeah, that's not mold.
It's just a curd.
Occurred to me.
It's a bold ad choice, though, for someone who looks completely malnourished, Tony Evers.
Yeah.
He does look like he'll blow away with the wind at any moment.
Mark, you got anything?
I just want to say that it has the same type of aesthetic as Greg Marcus, who's at the beginning of movie theaters, where he tells you, like, hey, thank you for coming to my movies and shit like that.
I'm sorry.
Oh, we just got fined.
It's all on you, Mark. You didn't know this was going to be so expensive, did you?
I don't live in expensive. My Toyota Corolla has dents in it. It looks like a milk carton, all right?
All right, anything else? Otherwise, we're moving on to the next one before commercial.
No, I'm just glad that wasn't me.
All right, Jane, roll the next one.
As a businessman and veteran, I've seen a lot of crazy things. But this is a new low. Tony Evers and his cronies are throwing the kitchen sink at me. Crazy false attacks. Because they're desperate, afraid I'll fight their radical agenda, get tough on crime, and take on Madison's special interests. And you know what? They're absolutely right. I'll turn Madison upside down, so when the false attacks start flying, remember who's behind it and why.
So what you didn't see is in this commercial, literally they were throwing sinks at Tim Michaels, and he was surrounded by sinks, porcelain sinks, silver sinks, and then he literally did dodge one, and I just want to know how many actually hit him.
I want to just quick question, was Elon Musk anywhere in the room when they were throwing sinks? Because that's apparently his thing now.
It is?
Yeah, you walked into Twitter. Yeah, do you guys, you guys don't watch the news like I do. Yeah, when Elon Musk took over Twitter, he walked in literally with a kitchen sink in his arms. Because that's a thing you do when you're a billionaire crazy person.
He wanted to let that sink in.
Yeah.
Damn.
Love it.
Don't defend him.
I'm not.
I feel like, I feel like this ad is one of those ones where they talk about like radical. I've heard the word radical like 1,000 times.
Yeah.
And the person he's calling radical is the guy who just talked about scraping mold off of cheese.
I know.
He's like, this radical lib who wants to wear a vest and talk about cheese. Not on my watch.
I just also want to imagine they had like a check mark. Like, all right, you said vet up top? Check. You got that bolstering country music in the back? Check. You got all the words? Check, check.
Am I the only one who thinks Tim Michaels kind of looks like a poor man's Liv Schreiber?
Oh, well, now that's all
yes,
I'm going to see.
You are. Right?
Although
right?
he really when
no,
it comes
I'm
out,
not saying, I mean, Liv Schreiber is a very attractive man, but I'm just saying, in the same, like, a distant cousin.
He's like Steve Donovan. You know, you won't, he's not.
Not to be confused with Ray Donovan.
No.
For anyone who didn't get that joke.
Also, like the veteran thing, it's great. Like, appreciate that he was a veteran, but it's not, you know, he doesn't say anything about what he learned. Like, Mark Vegas is a veteran and he can't even, you know, behave himself on the radio. So.
I'm a U.S. Marine. I think a curse is expected at this point. You know, it's part of my indoctrination.
Yeah. Say that to the FCC.
Different branches.
Here's my get out of jail free card.
Yeah.
Is this what ads are like in Germany, Louisa?
Yeah.
Like, do they even have ads?
No. This is terrible.
She has German Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Everything.
Oh, Louisa, I think we're gonna go to commercial break, and we're gonna have you call in because your internet. We want to hear your jokes, and we can't hear your jokes. So, with that, we're gonna take our first break. We're gonna play some more ads when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Got a dream they come to share. Country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing, of thee I sing.
People say. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are here with five of my comedian funny friends to roast the political ads that we are so excited are almost over. I literally TMJ4 tweeted out this morning that their last political ad will air at 4:54 today. No, 4:46 today.
And then we party.
And then we party. And then, well, maybe we'll see. But, all right, we are here with Greg Bach, Mark Vegas, Ryan Mason, Louisa Noy, and Reagan Namela. So, we didn't have to... Louisa, are we back on the line with you? Because I actually do want to hear about how the... What your experience of being in America for elections and how different it is from Germany.
Okay, can you hear me now?
We can.
I called on.
Great.
Hell yeah, fantastic. No, I mean, the American system, is it the most efficient one? No. Is it the most entertaining one? Yes. I mean, this was calm. This was cute. I was in Texas for the presidential election, the last one. So this is very civil compared to this. Wisconsin is very cute. We get some cheese. We get, like, radical, maybe mentioned once or twice per ad. Nothing compared to Texas. So I'm having a great time. I find this a very calming experience.
This is much more calming than Texas was. What was the difference in Texas in 2020?
Oh, how do you say that politely? And I'm not allowed to swear. I really got to grapple for words here. What you can say. in a general social setting about a man in a wheelchair, we would all agree should be very limited. If Greg Abbott is your governor, people come up with terms and things where you're like, whoa, is this funny? Yes. Should anyone say this to anyone else in a wheelchair? No. Like, really, a governor in a wheelchair hides the stakes for any kind of commercial. That's all I got to say. Also, a face like Ted Cruz is a face that everyone enjoys to see on a regular base, right?
Did you
see
the
only thing worse about Ted Cruz's beard is Ted Cruz's face?
Fair. We love That's it. All fair. Did you see that someone threw a beer at him?
Awesome. Yeah.
Cannot be the first time.
It's probably not the first time, but he got at the parade that
for the Astros
parade.
Oh, awesome.
And it's funny it is funny and it's not funny because it's like when it happened to my friend Ariel on a comedy stage, not funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Still not that funny at Ted Cruz, but like
it's hilarious. I'm proud to note. So when he got screamed at the game, like 2 weeks ago,
the Yankees game.
I'm proud to know the guy who did that, Eitan Levine from New York. He was at the comedy festival, and he is everything you heard on there. Like what he was screaming, that is Eitan in real life too. There was not like that was Eitan at like a 6.
God,
yeah, it was awesome.
And also, we got to be honest, for what can happen to an American politician at a parade in Texas in an open car? A beer is really not even the top three. So,
true.
What is he complaining
about? Ted Cruz's head went back and to the left, back and to the left.
What if there was another beer thrower, you know?
You mean like someone up on the hill?
On the grassy knoll?
It's just, it wasn't a single beer thrower theory.
It wasn't a single
beer magical thrower. Beer, the magical beer theory. I'm liking this. Let's just spend the rest of the show dissecting this theory. I like this.
Yeah,
I
think it's going to really milk that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Cheese it.
Stop.
Curd it.
Stop it.
Okay. All right, let's play. We have 3 minutes until the next break. All right, let's play it.
My feeling about Mandela Barnes is that he really gets real working people.
Well, he comes from a middle-class family, a mom who is a school teacher and a dad who is a factory worker. I think he gets us. He gets our population. He gets people. Mandela Barnes understands that he's there to represent the people.
I think he really listens to all of us. He's there for us, and it'll change everything. Mandela Barnes is right for Wisconsin.
Hey, Ryan, do you know what Mandela's parents do for a living?
School teacher.
And?
Factory worker.
Third shift?
Yeah.
So the visuals.
That makes a difference, too. If they were first shift worker, people would be like, I don't know if he really gets us.
Yeah. Like, has anyone worked third shift? Have you? Is that?
I have, yeah.
So what was? Well. Is it? Is it? Does that mean something more to you? Would they say?
It just means you're more tired, and you get to You don't get to drink. You're like you go with your friends. You're like I can't do anything because you guys get to party all night. I have to go to work in 45 minutes. It's not fun. It is not fun at all.
They really want us to vote on that, though. They want to be like, you know what? His parents look so tired. We have to vote for him. Well,
I also just think like he understands us. He gets us. He understands us. Yes, we understand. He has ears and a general sense of intelligence.
But what I love about this one is that they cast three women who are probably somewhere probably in their 60s.
Yeah,
just sitting in their backyard, having a coffee, maybe a wine spritzer. That they're all, you know, gray hair.
None of them read the book for book club this month.
Yes, exactly. And they're just, he just gets us. Yeah. He just
not
gets
afraid
us.
That their rights are being taken away. Just kind of floating along. Like, he seems nice.
Yeah. You could delve deeper into this ad and make it real unfunny. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, it's like, you know what I love? Two things I love. Buttered scones and Mandela Barnes. What about you? You like them?
This is a whole series, too. I think the whole series is called Patty and Her Friends.
Patty and Her Friends.
I've never listened to that podcast.
I think it's the group, the pack is like Community for All or something like that. But this is what I was spending my night doing last night. I was like, all right, let's find all these ads so we can play them. But yeah, Patty and Her Friends talk about Mandela.
They spent so much time like hardening his image on the other side that now like the left is like, well, we got to soften his image, like just anything at all that's like show him like walking a dog or like doing like grocery shopping. So it's so basic. Everything seems so basic. Like I want them to talk about the issues at all.
Just,
I'm just excited for the election cycle to be over so Patty and her friends can share soup recipes on YouTube again. Because we all know that's what they did. This is how we found them. They make, like, broccoli cheddar soup in, like, 70 different exciting ways. And now, during the election, they had to do that.
All right. Well, we still got a couple more. I don't even know if we've heard from Ron Johnson yet. So we will play, Does Ron Johnson Hate Puppies? This ad will tell us.
Yes.
All right. Stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
And won't believe what sensible people say. And because these daft and dewy-eyed dopes keep building up impossible hopes, impossible things are happening every day.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are here with five very funny people to make fun of all these ads that we have been subjected to for months, if not years, depending how closely you've been paying attention to. Greg Bach, Mark Vegas, Ryan Mason, Reagan Nimala, and Luisa Noy. So, I think we have not heard from Ron Johnson yet. So let's hear from our senior senator.
My guy. Ron
Johnson. Wow. You've seen the ads attacking me. They're all lies. Next, I'd be saying I hate children and puppies. Biden, the media, and Washington elite hate me because I expose their corruption and I won't back down. If you like inflation, record gas prices, open borders, and rising crime, you'll love 87,000 new IRS agents targeting you. And Mandela Barnes supports all the policies causing you and your family so much pain. I'm Ron Johnson, and I approve this message.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Okay, so this is my favorite ad.
Okay.
This is, I love this ad. The fact that he starts off and just goes, wow, and just lets it hang. It's so weird. And then he immediately goes into saying things that nobody else is saying, where he's like, they'll probably say I hate children. It's like, nobody's saying that but you. So it makes it sound like you do hate children, right? Like, if somebody walks in, you know, to a school with a shirt that says not a pedophile, you're going to be like, you're going to have questions, you know? So, like, that to me is hilarious. And then he tries to say inflation, but it sounds like he's saying insulation. He kind of, like, trips over it, but they don't take another take.
So like, we could have just done it again. Like, we're like, yeah. No, this is the best one we could do.
One take Johnson, they call
back.
Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't shove a beer at the end.
I'm surprised he also didn't say, I've worked third shift too. Because there was like a solid month where he could not shut up about talking about how he worked third shift. Because I guess Mandela Barnes' father, who was a factory worker, so he's like, well, I worked at my dad's factory third shift once when I had to fire someone because I hate puppies.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, his third shift, Greg, was pouring microplastics into the rivers in the dead of night. That's what his was. His third shift.
I do just want to point out that I personally have never seen Ron Johnson with a puppy, so...
Because they're all dead by the time he gets in his hands.
I mean, it's not as bad as Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz actually did kill dogs, so...
Oh my God.
That's not even a joke. That's real. He was testing on animals, and some of them did not.
You heard it here first, folks, on As Goes Wisconsin. Dr. Oz murder puppies.
Doesn't matter because we can't vote for him anyways. Go ahead,
Lisa. Ron Johnson looks like his definition of a good night is feeding chocolate raisins to an adorable German shepherd. That is his whole vibe. The way that he belted his pants, the way that he starts every conversation with, whoa, I can do it as good as Ryan. But yeah, that is a man who loves feeding chocolate to puppies.
The fact that he looked at that script and he said, yeah, this is good stuff, it shows how dumb he is. Like, any seasoned politician, like, I'm not saying this. He's like, yeah, puppy and children, I'll say that totally. That's my Ron Johnson. It just constantly has, like, gas.
They also want us to be so afraid of IRS agents. Like, you know that you're out of touch with regular people. Like, the only people who are afraid of IRS agents are super wealthy business people. He's like, let's think of the most scary thing we can think of. IRS agents. That's what it is.
They're coming to audit you.
They're coming for your gun.
Go ahead.
What are you going to find out?
Was this the ad where they showed them like walking past like an army of IRS agents?
Oh, no, we have that one, though. Jade, play that one.
Okay. I'll save it for that one, then.
Americans are struggling to pay their bills. Yet Mandela Barnes supports a tax increase on working families. How could he? Barnes also supported hiring an army of 87,000 new IRS agents unleashed on families just like yours. That's terrifying. Mandela Barnes, higher taxes and IRS audits for you, unpaid taxes for him. Remember that on Election Day. Wisconsin Truth Bank is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Fire. Unleashed on my family? Like, what are these IRS agents
like
going to do with my kids?
From the Matrix.
Yeah, that's good. I was going to say the Smiths. What I think is funny is that, like if you walked up to, like, any working American person or someone in Wisconsin, be like, isn't 87,000 more IRS agents terrifying? They'd be like, no.
I know.
Like,
how many are there right now? That's a good question. Like, how many?
I think there are four right now.
Yeah, this is why none of us can get our tax, tax rebate back, once you get your refund, you're like, we have to wait how long?
Yeah,
yeah. I'm too busy scraping mold off of cheese in the middle of the night to worry about IRS agents.
Scraping mold during your third shift in the middle of the night.
That's the
Wisconsin experience.
That's the quintessential governor that we should have, is a person who only works in the dead of night and only deals with cheese.
And can dodge a kitchen sink.
Wouldn't it be funny if, like, the book club, like they had the same ad over again, and then they're talking about Mandela Barnes, but it just pans out and there's seven IRS agents also reading 50 Shades of Grey with them, you know? Like, the IRS is now the deep state, you know what I'm saying?
I think you're just spitting theory after theory. They're all fire. I love them all. I want to get more of this.
We want to vote for Mark Vegas.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
put Mark on the ballot.
He's a veteran.
He's a vet. Just so you know.
I need to stand on Apple boxes when I debate people, though.
That's fine.
Yeah,
a lot of politicians are strong.
Have you ever seen Tony Evers in real life? He's like a munchkin. He's like a Smurf.
Is he? I thought he was like 6'1".
No, he's tiny.
He built like the Apple.
Maybe because I'm tall. I don't know. I saw him. He came. He walked up to me once.
Everyone's hurt compared to you.
He literally walked up to me once at a bar because I was wearing Brewers gear to talk about the Brewers. And I'm like, you're tiny. You're a tiny little.
Well, is it because he's malnourished?
I think he needs to eat some. He needs to eat something.
He's not eating enough of that cheese, or he's only eating the moldy cheese. Yeah. It's not growing.
He's got a parasite. So
what are you saying? If we are covering Tony Evers in chocolate.
Let's go ahead, Louisa.
Ron Johnson would. I'm just saying. So what you're saying is, if we covered Tony Evers in chocolate, Ron Johnson would feed him to puppies. Is that what you're saying?
Something like that.
I think Louisa should start writing attack ads. I would love to see the attack ads that you write that are specifically just for animation too, because I feel like everything you're presenting is all animated ideas, and I would love to see a political attack ad in animation.
Like a stop motion attack
claymation.
Ad. A claymation. Like, the holidays are coming, so it's like Frosty the Snowman coming to like take your ballots and your IRS people away. I don't know.
Tony, self-dentist. Oh, God.
Let's play one more, and then we'll talk about the text that we've all been loving.
After every election, we get handed the same thing. Ugh. And none of it's good. I say we change things up. My mom was a teacher, and my dad worked third shift. I know what families are up against. Thanks. We need a middle-class tax cut. Put more money in your pockets. We need to make things in Wisconsin, which will create good-paying jobs and lower costs. If we want to change Washington, we got to change the people we send there. Peace is here. I'm Mandela Barnes, and I approve this message.
Is this a pick and save commercial? What?
Well, he did. Was that the one in the grocery store?
That was the one in the lunchroom.
Okay, yeah, because
that's the thing. Who is the publicity manager for the Wisconsin Democrats to be like, you know what would be a really good move right now? If you would carry boxes of pizza in a group of children, that will make no one suspicious. That is the image we need on the campaign trail right now.
Mandela Barnes wants to give your children pizza. That's terrifying.
That is what QAnon says.
that's what QAnon says. And someone was like, bring pizza to children.
Oh, that's right. It's he's straight up QAnoning him. Oh, my God. No.
No. Oh, no.
Pizzagate.
Yeah. It's that's the thing, too, is like in that one ad he does in the grocery store, politicians love to talk about how much they know the price of milk. Like that is the key to. Because a long time ago in a debate, they asked, I can't remember what the debate was, they asked a politician, like, what's the price of milk? And they couldn't tell you.
I don't know if I know the price of milk.
Well, then you can't go to office. Kristen Bride doesn't even know the price of milk. How can you even vote for someone so tall?
Potatoes.
But tall potatoes.
Mandela never talks about his job either.
I know.
It's such a tell on himself where he's just like, my parents worked, so.
Do you want to try to explain
about that?
Do you want to try to explain to the people of Wisconsin what a lieutenant governor does?
No.
Exactly. It's like the governor, but
they hand out pizza. I guess is what they do.
He's pizza lieutenant in chief.
All right. The last one I want to play is not actually a Wisconsin ad, but it's so ridiculous that we. Let's play the, yeah.
When did racism against white people become okay?
Yes.
Joe Biden put white people last in line for COVID relief funds. Kamala Harris said disaster aid should go to non-white citizens first. Liberal politicians block access to medicine based on skin color. Progressive corporations, airlines, universities, all openly discriminate against white Americans. Racism is always wrong. The left's anti-white bigotry must stop. We are all entitled to equal treatment under law. America First Legal paid for this ad.
The left's anti-white racism.
All right, white people, speak on it. How you feel?
Well, white people.
Well, white people, this is your only chance.
I'm honestly, you know, this one is effective for me as like a white guy. Like, but I do think Mark should get the COVID vaccine first, just because he's so little, I feel like.
He gets all COVID, it vaccines. Could kill him. I've got all the vaccines.
I saw that ad and I was like, I was going to send it to you. I was like, did you see this? Because it's just so, like, it sounds like it's an ad from, like, it sounds like The Onion wrote this ad.
Oh, yeah.
Where was it from?
It was like South Carolina?
Is it Georgia?
Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Which is ridiculous because they have.
Don't vote for the scary black lady.
No, but Georgia's is Warnock and Herschel Walker.
I'm thinking Stacey Abrams. That's the first thing.
That's true too. But that would. And what's wild about that is that it works. Because literally on Earl Ingram's show earlier today, I was driving into the studio and he had Maggie Dawn on, who is a white woman, and she does not mince words. And they had a caller call in. And at first he was addressing like the choice between Republicans and Democrats, and all of a sudden he just said, "Well, you're a white woman, and you don't understand." Or like, he started like bringing the race card into this. It's like, we weren't even talking about that, and so like he's like, "You don't understand. You're pushing all these like university and the affirmative action and all of this stuff." And so like, this is the thing with all these ads is that they get tested,
mm-hmm.
and polled,
yep.
And they're like, yep, this one's a winner. Like, yep. They're not just,
they
like,
take them
guessing.
To open mics.
I want to see the ones that, like, the original version of it is like, the liberals hate white people. I'm just going to keep doing that voice all day long, Mary.
Perfect.
What would you like for lunch today? I'd love a brisket sandwich.
You said this played in Georgia?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's Georgia.
Oh, so Jedediah was sitting in his dad's inclined chair just thinking to himself, like, yes, white people are fringed upon. It's about time somebody said something.
My guess is that guy has always thought that. Like he's like,
he's like, oh, finally.
Man, we're going to find some center undecided voters who are white, and we're going to really change their mind with these ads right here. And like, I was going to vote for Raphael Warnock, but apparently I'm white, and he doesn't like me. So I'm going to vote for the other black guy.
Yeah, exactly. So besides all the ads that you couldn't like escape between being online, Hulu, YouTube, trying to watch a Bucks game, trying to maybe not watch a Packers game because we're not very good this year. But what you really couldn't escape is the text messages. And literally in October, I saw that there was 1.29 billion political text messages sent to Americans.
And I got 1.28 of them.
And so the you couldn't even press stop. So what were some of the most creative? I really was proud of every time I got a Ron Johnson ad that was racist towards Mandela. Mm-hmm. I would just send the picture of the poop statue that they erected at the Capitol, made in the resemblance of Ron Johnson. I would just send that back, and they wouldn't text me again.
Wow, that's brilliant.
I mean, I love probably bringing the fear of God into anyone who texted me, because whenever I said like, oh, thank you, I can't vote, not a citizen, they would write back like, oh, can you share this message with your friends? I'm like, you're asking a foreign national to influence a national election. And they never texted me again.
Brilliant.
Like, I was just like, I'm going to screenshot this. I'm going to send this out. And like, it was first the Russians. Now the Germans are influencing Wisconsin election.
All right, well, we got to take one more commercial break. We'll be back with all of our funny friends after this. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are wrapping up our roast of the political ads that we have been subjected to for the last year.
30 years.
Yes, or it's just never ending. So we are here with Greg Bach, Mark Vegas, Ryan Mason, Reagan Nimala, and Louisa Noy. And so how much of a break do you think we'll actually get? Because isn't Trump going to announce on like November 20th? Or 14th or something like that.
And the April election is like right around the corner, right?
I know.
Like we're going to start getting these ads like all over again. And, you know, quite frankly, I can't wait. I mean,
can't wait.
It's great. It's a great democracy going out of business sale. And you're going to get a lot of ads for it.
There's no downtime. There's no off season anymore. You're just continually in this cycle. That's just how it is. It's done. That's how we're going to be now.
They're also going to see like what works from this, like you said, like in these other states. And we're going to start to see, you know, some of that discourse, I think, up here that you saw another, like, you know, if Herschel Walker wins, we might see the, like, he might actually got hit in the head with a sink, that guy, but like, you're going to start to see like ads like that appear probably.
I'm kind of surprised. I was kind of surprised. Well, some of them were pretty bad.
Yeah, they're really all bad.
What's also funny is that there's that story, but then I guess the last couple of days, Ron Johnson's been peddling this story about how he didn't, he and like other people helped a black truck driver in the like some small town in Wisconsin, and so like that proves that systemic racism isn't a thing. Do you know what systemic racism means?
Like, I can't be
it's
racist.
It's not random acts of kindness.
Yeah. It just means that you're not a terrible person.
Yeah, it's not the movie Pay It Forward. Yeah. Thank you, though, Ron Johnson.
So I guess final question as far as what would you change about the election cycle, if possible?
I mean, personally, myself, I would adopt more of what like they at least have in England, where it's like you have, there's an election, there's a certain amount of time to campaign, and then they cut it off, I think, a few weeks before. You can't show ads, you can't knock on doors, you can't do it. You get this amount of time, I think, and it's funded by the government, so everyone, it's an even playing field.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's nothing funny about that, but seriously, like,
no. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, folks.
Oh no, maybe.
And then they're prime minister for 15 minutes,
yep.
And then
yep.
You get a new one.
Yep. Mark, what do you got?
Yeah, I don't know. I got, maybe this is asking too much. Maybe it couldn't be so corny. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I think we need to get the kids involved. You know what I'm saying? Less of these Boost Mobile ads, more, you know, I don't know. I want to see someone do a backflip. You know what I'm saying?
Like, the chugging beer didn't do it for you?
No, I want to see like a Six Flags ad, you know?
I want to see
with the dancing old man?
Yes,
that's
exactly.
What you want? You want to bring him back?
Yeah, bring him back.
All
but
right.
It's Greg Bach.
Ouch. Have you ever seen me try to do anything athletic? Age. I'd hurt myself.
You dance good.
Lower the voting age to 16. If you, like, a lot of 16-year-olds can work third shift. So, I mean, shouldn't they be allowed to vote?
It's fair. It's a fair point. Louisa, should we bring anything over from Germany? Anything that works over there that you think we should do here? Oh, now we can't hear you.
Can't hear you.
You're muted.
Here we go.
There we go.
I unmuted myself. Yeah. No. Like, I'm with Vegas on that. I love this. It's not efficient, but it's very entertaining. Make it more entertaining. Keep the commercials coming. Give people the possibility to change their vote up to 2 weeks after they went and voted. I love this.
Put the candidates on American Ninja Warrior.
Yes.
I want toddlers. I want backflips. Why do we never see tiny horses in those commercials? Give me more.
Give me more hokey. Give me more over the top.
Yep.
More, more, more. Just like a media executive's kid's bar mitzvah.
I just want to see these. I want to see absolutely. I want to see the Expendables in political ad form. That's what I want to see.
All right. Anything else as far as closing remarks for the election?
Vote.
I know who's voted already. I voted. Ryan's voted. Greg's voted. Mark, have you voted?
No, I'm going back to campus later today. So
taking a vote there. Reagan said you're going to vote across the street. Luisa, you please don't vote so we don't get in trouble for telling you to vote since you can't vote here. Well, this was
Reagan. You're in River West too, right?
No, I'm on the Upper East Side now.
I was going to say, if you're in like River West and you don't vote, they like come to your house and like some woman with a thick gray braid will like throw sage at you.
Actually, in River West, you're allowed to not vote if you smoke American Spirit cigarettes.
Well, yeah, because it takes so long.
Yeah. I mean, Reagan, you should really set up the residency at your parents' house up in the UP because that's where your vote would really count, not in River West or the East Side of Milwaukee.
Probably not, but I don't want to be associated with that place. Thank you.
I've heard your comedy, Reagan. You talk about it a lot. You're very associated with it, please.
Not politically, though. Not politically associated.
All right, well, in the last couple minutes that we have, what, as far as, because life will go on after today, no matter who is elected, and so what funny shows are coming up for any of you guys that you want to plug while we have 2 minutes
there
left?
There you go, there you go.
There's a little show called Voyager Comedy at Landmark Lanes, one of the oldest bowling alleys and bars in the city of Milwaukee, going on tonight. You can go to that at 8 o'clock.
Oh,
there you go.
Mark, you got anything coming up?
Yeah, I'm going to be in Menshaw with Louisa coming up here on Veterans Day.
Menasha, baby.
Yeah. Menasha.
Oh, it's called Menasha.
It's called Mensha.
Oh,
Menasha. And we love the beautiful people of Menasha. We feel very
I like that the German corrected the Wisconsinite. That was amazing.
Listen,
isn't he from Chicago?
I am, but okay. We all make mistakes. That's okay. Some of us curse on the radio. Some of us mispronounce town names. Some of us don't even know what's going on. But what I can say is for the people that yeah. It's called, hey, Ryan Mason, it's called personal responsibility, and I was getting to that, all right?
He is a Marine.
All right, listen, we all take L sometimes, but Veterans Day, what is it called?
Menasha.
Right, yeah, and so Menasha. We're going to get it cracking up there in Menasha.
All right.
Cracking in Menasha. Reagan, you got anything coming up?
Yeah, this Saturday I am in Appleton, Wisconsin at the Hideout.
Oh, nice.
I don't know what that is, but I'm excited.
Find out. And Greg,
I'm gonna hide out.
This weekend, we've got Carmen Morales doing 4 shows at the Laughing Tap. Carmen was just recently on HBO's Entree Nos, which is a fun Latinx-themed comedy series on HBO Max. And she is one of the funny. She's one of the. She is the very first person to perform on stage at the Laughing Tap when we did our first soft opening. So Carmen's amazing. Like, absolutely. She is respected in the industry. She is so funny, so amazing, wonderful. And then for myself personally, I'll be at the Laughing Tap on Saturday. I think it's the 26th. It's a Saturday after Thanksgiving. We'll be doing 2 shows with Justin Leon, and I'll be featuring 1 show and hosting 1 show.
All right. Well, this was as chaotic as I thought it would be, but it was very funny. I laughed. My anxiety level's down to like a 5. Started at 9, so thank you all for that. Thanks all for joining. I think this was fun. Please go vote.
We'll tell your friends to vote.
We'll see you in 2 years. We'll do this again. But thank you to Ryan Mason, Reagan Namula, Luisa Noy, Greg Bach, and Mark Vegas. And for that, we're going to wrap up this hour, and we'll be back after the news. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't do it. Be happy. Put a smile on your face.
Don't bring everybody down like this.